Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Patio Show. Why is it the Patio Show, you wonder? Well, because Pat plus Gio equals patio. Very creative. Now I'm going to turn it over to your host, Giovanni Vallejo. Gio, how are you?
Good. How about you, Pat?
I'm just happy to be here, man.
Me too. All right, guys. This is Gio. As you guys know before, there was a different podcast called the Jake and Gio Podcast, and sadly, it came to an end. It was a good month and a half long run. And basically, I just wanted to give you guys a quick explanation about what happened.
What had happened was I said, fuck Jake, I'm taking over. And that actually happened. And I'm the worst, I guess.
But no, for real, basically, me and Jake just had different schedules. And we had creative differences in where we wanted to take the podcast. And Jake has a new podcast with his roommate. So you guys can like follow him or wherever he's going to be at. But this is going to be the new podcast going forward. The patio podcast.
Yeah, the breakup on those two is tough. I had to take Gio away for the weekend just to get away from it all. He drank a lot, he cried, but he pulled through. He's here now, he's smiling. We're ready to go on the patio show. Two Flamin' Bros.
Let's all right, get it. Pat, what are we talking about today?
Well, today we are talking about marijuana and alcohol and other of the fun illegal substances that we have here in 2019. You were just telling me about Super Bowl ads, so why don't we talk about that for a second?
Yeah, basically, as we, like, most Americans watch the Super Bowl because, like, one of the best things to do.
I mean, yeah, it's like one or two, you know.
Yeah.
A few people watch it.
And basically, you all, when you're watching it, you're always seeing those beer ads, like Budweiser. There's a Michelob Ultra one. There's a bunch of beer ads.
The Bud Light ones.
The Bud Lights
were
good.
The Bud Light this year.
Yeah. And basically, there was some controversy due to CBS not running a medicinal marijuana ad.
That is insane.
Yeah.
Why didn't they run it, they say?
I just think, first off, the NFL wouldn't be cool with it.
Well, the NFL's not cool with anything.
Exactly.
Adam Levine's going to get murdered taking his shirt off in the halftime show,
oh,
probably.
Oh, for sure.
So.
But basically, I think it's like a little bit, would it be wrong to say too liberal or too, like, progressive?
The commercial.
Because, like,
that's a good question.
Would conservative America be cool with seeing a medicinal marijuana ad? Because, like, a big portion of football followers are, I would say, like, conservative.
No, I definitely agree with you. I mean, CBS is usually a neutral station, so I do find it interesting. The commercials for medicinal marijuana, you said?
Yeah, medicinal marijuana. And basically this is what my brother told me, but I read an article too. Basically, it was about some guy, some kid, some teenager that would have seizures, and like basically through medicinal marijuana, he was able to control his seizures and he stopped having seizures. But they didn't want to run the ad.
See, I can see how that's a very effective ad, but I can also see how that would make people angry.
Can you tell me
really
why, though? I genuinely don't see, like, why.
I mean, I support medicinal marijuana, too. I'm definitely not against it, but I'm just saying, I just think that's a radical ad, and to involve a child, I mean, conservatives or people who are against marijuana are going to think, oh, you're using a kid to promote your agenda.
For sure. I see that.
That's possible. I mean, think about people who are really against it. I don't know, though. I can't believe they didn't run the ad.
It's just difficult because, like, how do you call it? There's a famous football player. He just won the Walter Payton Award, if you saw that. I'm not sure if you paid attention to that.
I did before the game.
Chris Long, who plays for the Eagles. And
Let's go Birds.
Yeah, and he won a Super Bowl with them. Go Birds. But he tweeted at the report saying, keep pumping up the booze ads, guys. You're doing great. And it got over 170,000 likes and 40,000 retweets.
That's nuts.
It's so true, though, because, like, I think I'm not going to say it. Alcohol is completely more negative, but I feel like alcohol, there's a bunch of drinking related deaths that happen in America when people are driving, alcoholics. It's like, but yet that's all we see during the Super Bowl, all these beer ads constantly.
I think it would be about the same. I mean, alcohol at the end of it is a drug,
yeah,
you know? And it's like the most abused drug in the United States. And people don't even see it that way. That's the problem. People are sitting there getting drunk off Bud Light and Miller Lite. They're like, oh, don't put that stoner commercial. It just doesn't make any sense, really.
Yeah. I have a question for you.
Yep.
What do you think? Do you think the NFL should change its policy then in regards to their players being allowed to smoke marijuana then?
Recreationally or medicinally?
I mean, let's say medicinally, but we both know, like, they're definitely going to be, like, smoking it recreationally.
I mean, honestly, I don't have a problem with them preventing it during the season. Because it is a job, I guess, and it's a business, and your body is a very, like, very important part of the job, and they pay you to stay in shape, is mostly what all the money's for, I guess. But I mean, during the off season, I think it's ridiculous how they have random drug tests. Like, that's how Josh Gordon got in trouble one of many times. He's an idiot.
Yeah.
But the point was, he got caught off season drug testing, which isn't very fair.
But, like, you know, like the NFL players, they give them just painkillers, which is, like, I would say arguably worse.
It's just as bad, absolutely. I mean,
but that's completely worse than marijuana, though. It's like, but this is like, you know what I'm saying? Like, People get addicted to like Vicodin, those painkilling drugs. They literally feed them to these players.
That is true. The opioid crisis is huge in the United States
right now. It's absolutely insane.
People are getting addicted to the painkillers. I mean, it's just there's no easy way to go about it. You don't want to start telling your players to start smoking marijuana too, though. You know what I mean?
That's true. That's a good point. All right. Next point I want to talk about is, so far, we're both, you're about to graduate this semester. Mm-hmm. I'm supposed to graduate in the fall, but right. In your years of college so far, what do you think you've seen more of?
Between alcohol and marijuana?
Yeah.
You definitely see alcohol more. I mean, I have only met a handful of people that have abstained from drinking. I mean, everyone on the weekends is at least getting a little tipsy. Mm-hmm. And the people who, I mean, a lot of people smoke, too. That's definitely, I mean, and there are people who say, like, oh, I don't smoke that much. I only smoke on the weekends. They're like, they're lying. Every time they get drunk or someone offers them something, they're going to hit it. What about you?
I guess I would say, I'm not going to drop any names, obviously, but a lot of my close friends do often. Like, I would probably say, like, 4 to 5 times a week, which is, like, I would say a decent, that's pretty heavy use of it.
That is pretty heavy usage. That's the thing, too. Like, people say, like, oh, I just smoke to hang out. But it's like, people smoke 4 or 5 times a week, and like, people only drink 2 or 3 times a week. Now, they're still they're probably still binge drinking and definitely abusing their shit out of their bodies. But also, I mean, it's an underlying thing of how damaging marijuana can be to you. You know, it really does, I think, kill a little bit of motivation, a little bit of drive.
I think the difference for, like, college, at least for college students, is just, like, we go hard. If we're drinking, like, we usually go hard. There's not, like, an in-between.
For sure. Go hard or go home. I mean, there's just no other way to put it. You know, when you spend all day in the library, you just want to go home and get fucked up, you know?
Yeah, that's so true. Like, I like having a cold beer after a hard day of, like, just doing classes. Like, also, it's just super dope to, like, be with some friends, watch a sport game, like, let's just drink some beers together.
That's true. Although, like, in the past, like most of last year, I was getting high with my roommates, I think, like, yeah. All the goddamn time, basically, and that is fantastic. It's really fun when you have something cool to do, like a video game to play, or like you're just hanging out, talking, like hitting a jib. Like, you feel fantastic sometimes. But I prefer getting drunk. I think it's more fun to be like crazy and confident, like you are being drunk, instead of just couched or just relaxing. I mean, marijuana, I think, gives you like a higher level of thinking, pun intended. And not to be pretentious, but like, I think it helps you disengage for a second and be self-aware.
Yeah.
And you kind of think, like, you can reflect back on your day a lot easier. You're like, oh, like, I was in a bad mood today. Why?
Yeah.
But when you're drunk, you're just kind of like, fuck it, who cares? Like, full send forward. Like, you're not even thinking about how your day was, which that's just the differences. And I prefer that, honestly.
Yeah. My thing is like, I just, like, I've made a lot of mistakes while I'm drunk. I'm not going to lie to our viewers. Oh, my God.
We could do a whole podcast.
we could do a whole podcast about it. My thing is just, like, when I smoke, like, I never do anything bad. I'm literally just there on the couch, like sleepy, hungry, and then, like, I'm never going to do anything bad. Like, I'm just chill. That's what I like about marijuana. It's, like, you're just chill. You're never going to be, like, super duper hype. You know what I'm saying?
True. Would you ever get like in your own head when you smoke marijuana?
Oh, for sure. Yeah, you get in your head.
Like, I know we both have anxiety, and I know, like, for me at least, recently, like, when I smoke, my anxiety is like tenfold. Especially at the point where I'm like, oh, I'm anxious. Why am I anxious? And then I think about why I'm anxious, and it makes me more anxious. And it's just a positive feedback cycle. It's like, oh my God, this is the worst moment of my goddamn life. I just want to go lay in bed and die.
But yeah, how do you call it? I've heard people have had bad experiences where, like, they kind of, like, panic attacks, though, when they smoke, though. I'm not sure if you've ever heard of some people that they do that when they get too much in their head, like you're saying right now.
No, you can definitely be too high. But I also think the more you use it, the better you handle your high. Which is like alcohol. You know, if you're an alcoholic, it takes you a lot more to get drunk, usually. Which is for better or for worse, I guess.
It's for worse, man.
But I also think that marijuana is kind of a gateway drug.
Which
sounds
kind
of cliche to say.
I think that's a controversial opinion, Fatty.
But it is a controversial opinion, but I have firsthand experience. I mean, my freshman year, I didn't start smoking until I came to college. My freshman year, I started to smoke. And then once I was smoking, I was like, oh, well, I can do other drugs. And then I kind of got hooked on Ritalin there for a little bit.
Yeah.
I was snorting like 4 Ritalin like every 6 hours to get through the day.
Does that even do anything, to be honest?
Oh, it fucking does.
Really?
If you snort Adderall or Ritalin in high doses when you're not supposed to be using it, it gets you fucked up.
I just remember, like, I think it was like senior year of high school, like senior summer. And, like, we were, like, at my friend's place. It was literally 4 of us just, like, drinking. He's like, yo, like, come store this Adderall. And, like, me and my friend did it. And we were just, like, okay. Like,
well, how many? You only do one?
Yeah, we only did
one. Yeah, doing one, it's just, like, taking one. You know, like, maybe a little focused for a little bit. But if you're doing, like, 4. I did 7 one night. I went out and got hammered. I came back. I was slamming my head into the wall, slamming my head into the bed. Failed the poli-sci exam, the class we had together the next morning.
Oh, yeah. That was a bad class. We shouldn't have taken that.
We should have been 9 a.m. That was rough.
It was very rough.
That too. Yeah, like, we were coming to that class high.
No.
We were coming...
There's one instance where we got high for class, and it's, like, the funniest moment for me.
Oh, Gio cried. Just... Spoiler alert.
No, okay.
Gio cried. He got so high in my dorm room.
I cried because I was laughing so hard.
Right.
Whenever I'm laughing so hard, I start to cry.
He was just crying.
But basically, what happened? Did we meet up before class? Because I know we went to your dorm.
We went to Poli Sci, and then we went, got breakfast, and came to my dorm, and we ate 2 pop brownies. Which we should have just had half, but we each ate one because you're like, I want to get high, bro. And then we were playing Mario Kart, and you just started crying. And then we just walked in the next class. But we're getting way off topic.
Yeah, we're really off topic.
Anyway, no, you see both marijuana, alcohol. I mean, everything in moderation, I guess, right?
Yeah,
I don't want to sound like too much of a bitch. Like, I do support doing however you want to do, getting fucked up any way that you want to get fucked up.
Just like personal question, like when was the first time you ever like had any like experience with alcohol and or marijuana? Like, what's your experience with both? When did you start?
Alcohol. The first time I drank alcohol was New Year's Eve of my senior year. I waited
ever.
Yeah,
you're lying.
I'm not lying. I waited.
Like, you never had a sip.
No, I waited till after football season because I was really invested in sports and football, and I was like, my body's a temple. And then as soon as my peak was over and I wasn't cool anymore and I wanted to kill myself, I'm just kidding. As soon as I was done with that, I was like, I might as well get fucked up. And then I started to drink. But honestly, too, though, I would say my life didn't get better when I started drinking.
Yeah.
I feel like my personality changed a little bit. That also could have been a personal preference thing. Maybe I'm just being a bitch.
Yeah.
But... I don't know. And then marijuana wasn't until I came to college. And
really?
I met some good friends who were into smoking, so I kind of just picked it up.
Really? That was just surprising to me. What about you?
Because
when I met Patty, that was freshman year, that was when we had that like, going to English class experience together.
Right.
So I thought Patty was a vet, but I guess not.
No, I was a rookie.
So I'm a little surprised
right
now. I was
just fucking talented at it, was the thing.
No, I would say my first experience with marijuana, hopefully my mom doesn't listen to this podcast.
Oh, I hope she does.
Was probably 6th or 7th grade with my older brother with his friends in high school.
Oh my, what a bad influence your older brother was. Which one? Sell him out.
I'm not selling him out.
Okay.
I don't want my mom to call him later like, yo, why did you do this to my son, my little baby? Because I'm the last one of the four, so.
That's fair.
Drinking though, I guess like first like genuine experiences would be like probably around 9th or 10th grade.
Damn.
But like my parents would always like, because we'd always go to Mexican parties and they'd be like, I'd be like, mom, can I just have like a sip of the beer? And like, they'd always let me have like a sip.
Cerveza, please.
Don't ever try that again.
Okay.
But no, I would say I started drinking around like seriously in high school time. Not like seriously, but like every now and then if my parents ever left for the weekend, my brother would come through with the Alec. And like, I'd invite my friends over and we would all just get sauced.
Get fucking sauced.
But yeah.
Have you ever done like shrooms or LSD or anything like that?
I have never done shrooms. My friend group actually just did shrooms last weekend and they said it was a great time.
Really?
While we were in the Poconos.
Wow.
But I have tried acid, which is, I thought, a phenomenal experience. A
phenomenal experience.
Phenomenal experience.
Look it up on Yelp, guys. 5 out of 5 stars.
Not to get too into... Yeah, we're kind of getting off topic, but...
No, that's fine. Let's go.
But basically, I was in a really bad mind...
Now, aren't you not supposed to
do you're
acid?
Not... That's what they said.
Perfect. Big advice. So you're already off to a great start, it sounds
Like, I literally stopped talking to my friends the day before, like, yo, like, I think I want to, like, not live anymore. And then, like, they're like, let's do acid tomorrow. And I was like, hell yeah, let's do this.
That's good friends right there.
And, like, they were like, you should not do this. And I was like, you know what, let's do it. And, like, dude, the weather was perfect. It was, like, 60 to 70 degrees out. And, like, it was just me and my 2 other friends. And we just had music on the speaker all day. And, like, everything was just... vibing, like, I don't know what it was. Like,
did you cry?
I did not cry.
Are you sure?
Oh, I cried, laughed at something.
There, oh, yeah, good. It's crying, laugh.
But everything, it was just like, I can't even explain it. Just like, all I felt was positivity.
Okay,
like, the music was like in sync with me.
Oh,
it was just super insane. Have you tried any of those?
I haven't tried any of those. I'm scared. I'm a little bitch. Just for the fact, like, my mind is so dark and twisted. I feel like if I got into any of that shit. You know, like, I live in denial of enough of my horrible traits. I feel like if I got too fucked up and I had to confront them, I might be sitting there, like, punching myself in the face. Or God, who knows? Like, maybe I'd be laughing, crying.
Yeah. I mean, we're kind of getting into, like, more so drugs, but, like I've never done any, like, hardcore. I mean, I guess, like, would you consider, like, acid hardcore? I don't think that's hardcore.
I don't even know.
That's proven to have, like, benefits. Like, even, like, and shrooms, they're considering that for, like, PTSD
now. I mean, for the general public, I would definitely say that acid, LSD, and shrooms, like, that's all... That's what the last analysis is the same thing, isn't it? Yeah, it's all hardcore. I don't think cocaine's hardcore, though.
I think cocaine's hardcore. That's what I say. Like, I would never, I don't think
I mean,
I'd
cocaine's
ever...
dangerous if it's cut with something, but fuck, if you can snort Adderall and Ritalin. Cocaine's like a 10-minute high.
Yeah, but.
And Ritalin and Adderall is like
that
a 2-hour high.
Does that not mess with your heart?
It all does, but like, fuck it.
No, see, like, I feel like that's too hard.
Weekend Warrior, Gio, you know, snort your line of cocaine, get your fucking groove on.
So, all right, do you have any final opinions? I think we should start wrapping this up about. Yeah. Alcohol and marijuana.
You know, drink less, maybe. Don't binge drink. I'm a hypocrite, though. I'm probably gonna get fucked up tomorrow night with you, honestly. But smoke too if that's good. Don't smoke if you're trying to get a job or internship. They hear they drug test.
They do drug
tests. I know someone who's getting hair follicle tested and probably gonna get fucked out of an internship they really want.
One of my friends right now, he's supposed to get drug tested this Friday, and he's like making up a bunch of excuses because like he smoked last Wednesday.
He should just say he has herpes.
So he's saying like, oh, he's on the handball team, so he's not gonna be around this weekend, even though he's not on the handball team. And it's just like, he's just making a bunch of excuses, be like, I can't do it this week.
Just tell me, bro, he's dick. Like, I can't. It's in a cast.
It's just
I'm
wild.
Sorry.
But, like, yeah, be, like, cautious of that. People are trying to get jobs, internships. Like, they do test you most of the time, I feel like, nowadays. Is that becoming less of a thing?
No, it's becoming... I mean, I guess with the legalization of marijuana, but I don't even think...
That's what I'm saying.
The legalization of marijuana won't probably change companies too much. I think a lot of companies... And I was talking to someone about this today. Like, would you hire somebody who smoked weed on the regular?
I think... I'd have to see their work ethic. I mean,
if it affects how they work, then the screening process, that's like pretty indicative right there. And like we talk about in economics all the time, a lot of hiring is a screening process. Like a college degree is a signal that shows an employer like you have discipline and you have critical thinking to an extent. And marijuana use, like the ability to abstain from marijuana for 2 weeks for a drug test shows like this person at least has their shit kind of together.
That's true. That's a very good point. But I think my final view would be like, I think... And overall, I think marijuana is definitely better than alcohol, is what I would say. I think alcohol leads to a lot of, like, dangerous things, like drinking
and
driving.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's ridiculous if alcohol is legal and marijuana is not legal.
I just hate the defense where it's like, oh, it's so ingrained in our culture. When it really is, it's such a historical thing. It's been drinking for thousands of years.
Well, I mean, alcohol has been around forever.
Yeah, that's what I think. So,
I mean,
it's like,
makes sense.
It makes sense, but I just, like, I have my personal bad experiences with it, obviously. But I want to end the saying, just, like... For anybody that's listening, like, if you actually have a drinking problem, like, seek help. If you have, like, any type of drug problem, seek help. Like, I've been a part of a Sober and Clean radio drug show just for, like, as a guest to, like, give a college perspective. And, like, just seek help if you need it.
Yeah, no, I spent a summer in AA before, and it was pretty eye-opening. Changed my perspective on a lot of things, you know. Didn't quit.
Not obviously. Much, because I seen you this past weekend.
All right. It didn't help much. But the point was, if you need help, it's there. You get it. And if otherwise, just... Be safe, do it in moderation, and don't. I would say just don't push it on other people. That's what people really hate, like marijuana. People stink, like skunk. That's the worst thing.
Yeah.
Or no, but like, you know, like that's what I mean. Then you're fucking hammered in public. People are gonna be like, oh my god, fuck this guy. Like, just keep it to yourself.
Yeah.
Do heroin for fuck's sake. Just do it in private. You know.
No.
Don't do heroin.
Please do not listen to Pat. You guys can shut off the podcast.
Maybe do heroin. I mean, it's just a personal preference. Moving on. Segue from heroin to social media, because it's all one and the same addictive substance, really. Gio.
Do you want to say it?
No.
Oh, I'll say it. Anyways. So, you guys will be able to follow us on Instagram at the_patio_show. So, the patio show. And just remember the underscores in between. And we're also on Twitter at the_patio_show. Same thing as Instagram. And right now we're only on Anchor, but going forward we plan on being on Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, and many more. So we're going to put the links in our Instagram bios and you'll be able to find us there.
And if you're wondering, Gio's password to his school email is... I'm just kidding.
Do you want to end it?
Sure, I'll end it. How am I supposed to end it when you ask me if I want to end it? I'm ending it. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening to the first episode of The Patio Show. Remember, that's Pat and Gio together. Drop the G. The G is silent. P-A-T-G-I-O. Thanks for listening here on Anchor. Remember to like, comment, subscribe, do the thing.
Also,
we'll be posting regularly every Wednesday. I'm just going to keep talking until I say everything I think Gio wants me to say.
No, I got to say one thing. Also, for future topic ideas, just like leave a comment on Instagram or Twitter. We always looking for different topics to do and like any interesting kind of thing to do.
For sure.
So thank you for listening.
I would love to hear what people think that we should talk about. I would love for people to agree or disagree with our viewpoints, because I'm sure they're wrong. Actually, I'm confident that mine are wrong. So, you know, leave your feedback, whatever, you know? I'll cry, you know? Gio will laugh so hard he cries, but he's not crying, he promises. He's a big old man in his pink shirt right now. So.
Yes, I am.
Yes, you are.
Thank you, guys.
Thank
you. It's the patio show.
It's the patio show. See you next Wednesday.